Welcome to My Life in Israel podcast, where I speak the truth with people about finding a solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict while combating anti-Semitism, anti-Israel, and anti-Zionist propaganda, and rant about Israeli politics and life in Israel. I also throw in some Judaism to spice things up. Hi, Ellie. Do you have anything to say about the conflict? Where are you from? Oh, great. Okay. Do you have any idea about what Israel can do? I'm in Israel, and I want to find a solution to the conflict. And I think the solution is that Israel should be ruled by Jewish law and not be secular and be religious, because this is, in the end, a religious war. To what city? To Jerusalem for Ramadan? Is that what you're talking about? Oh, well, the Israeli government has pressure from the United States to basically let the people from the West Bank in to celebrate Ramadan. And there's controversy around that. We're waiting to see how that goes. There's usually a lot of riots that break out on the Temple Mount during Ramadan. But so far, it's been pretty calm. So I feel like unless something really major happens, they're going to keep letting people in. And it's actually interesting that to the Muslims, not allowing them to worship is in itself an act of war. So they consider if you don't let them come into the Temple Mount, they consider that a reason to start something. So I think, yeah, this is a religious war. It's not about land. So, yeah. So I'm a religious Jew, and that's how the conflict needs to be seen as in the guise of religion, both Muslim, Islam, and Judaism. And there's a conflict between us. And it's not going to end until one of us conquers the other. Well, I don't know what that means. Religion is individual. It's individual, but it's also collective. The Jewish people as a whole collectively need to follow the religion of Judaism. That's the whole purpose of why this land is important. If each individual could just observe their religion individually, then it wouldn't matter where you would live. But God gave this land to the Jewish people so that they could obey Torah in this land collectively. So it is more a collective thing. Well, right. So, and there's always been tension. Israel has tried to appease the Palestinians that live here and to live with them, but they have never reciprocated. Well, I think Israel is winning. Obviously, Hamas is losing, and but somehow the pro-Palestine supporters keep wanting to give the view that somehow, because there's so much pro-Palestinian demonstrations and the media seems to be all for the civilians in Gaza, that they think that they're the ones that are winning. But obviously on the ground, it's Israel who's winning. So I think Israel needs to keep doing what they're doing and not worry about what the rest of the world thinks about them and how they're pursuing Hamas. And actually the sentiment in Israel is very united. Israel is very united, that they want to defeat Hamas. They want to keep going. They want to go into Rafah. As long as they can move the civilians to another place, they should be able to do that. Well, great. I hate Hamas too. There are a lot of people that are publicly saying that they don't hate Hamas. And those are the people that I actually want to engage with and to tell them what the truth is. Yes, they are terrorists. Yes. But it's not just, see, that's the difference. The people in Gaza that are not actively, you know, fighting are perceived to be the innocent civilians that we're supposed to protect. But yet, a majority of them, up to 80% of them, support Hamas. And so they give, like, this image to the rest of the world that they're, like, victims and everything. But they're not actively, like, condemning Hamas and trying to support Israel. They're just, all they're focusing on is saying, poor us, we're starving, and it's Israel's fault, you know? So that confirms that they're still supporting Hamas. They are. So, and it's really discouraging to even hear other Jews saying the opposite. Yeah, I have a podcast, My Life in Israel, but this is the first time I'm trying to do a live. So forgive me if I'm like sounding a little nervous, but this is my first live. Oh, great. Thanks. So do you have a podcast too? I'll have to check you out. So is anybody else in here that wants to come up and speak, to call in?
Hello, how are you?
Hi, how are you? Where are you?
I'm doing great. Welcome to Podbean.
Thanks. Where are you calling from?
Well, actually, before saying that, you know, I really like to talk about it more deeply, but there is something like, you know, like restriction here, because I'm afraid that, you know, if somebody's like recording me, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean somebody besides me?
Not beside you, like maybe beside me, because of the country I'm living.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you can't.
But I just,
you can't say anything against Israel or Hamas or
against like, you know, like them.
Oh,
the fucking rat. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you say?
No, I know what you mean. That's just why I called you, because you know you were kind of alone, and I just wanted to say welcome.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm usually on TikTok. But I haven't been able to go live on TikTok. So I thought I would start here and test things out and see what kind of reaction I get. I've done a lot of videos, but I haven't done any lives. So I really want to like engage with like people that are like the pro-Palestine people and like figure out why they think the way they do. And especially in the West, in America, Canada, London, Europe, whatever, like.
Because they were doing less.
Huh? Well, yeah, but why? Like, why? Like, you think because the internet, like, has all the information you need, like, and they have the option to find out if what they're hearing is true or not, and they choose to not hear it. So, mm-hmm. I don't really think even engaging with those people is really helpful. It's like the people I want to talk to are like the people here in Israel, the Arabs, Muslims, even Muslims outside Israel, because I want to find out like why there's 2 billion Muslims in the world, and like who is standing up saying, you know, Hamas does not represent us. Like you never hear that.
Yeah. I know what you mean. I mean, it doesn't really work. you know, just such a waste time, wasting of time. They're just brainless idiots. I'm sorry to say that. And yeah, I mean, and as long as you just came here, I got to tell you that it's just more, how can I say, like a giggle and wiggling, you know, community. I mean, we just try to have fun instead of, you know, talking about these stuff, because there was a time I was trying to support people from Israel and I got attacked by so many people.
Oh, here on Podbeam, you mean?
Yeah, by some Arabs, you know, here. They just started to, you know, saying, I'm sorry to say that, you know, insulting me with different accounts. And that's why, you know, I don't want to talk about it because I don't want any drama. You know what I mean? Oh.
Well, here in Israel, this is, you can't avoid it. So if we have to use our voice to speak up because we're being drowned out by the whole rest of the world. So I'm not afraid to speak up and I'm not afraid to engage with people. I'm here in Israel. We have free speech here and I am not afraid to say what I want to say. So, it sucks that you have to feel that way. And even in America and other places where there's people being attacked just for showing their support for Israel, and nobody's doing anything about it. And it just seems bizarre to me that nobody.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, they're just trying to show themselves really innocent and harmless. But then it comes to the situation that they're in power. Everybody, you know, will see their true faces.
Right.
Yeah.
So, what do you think the solution is? Are you a two-state solution, one-state solution? What do you think?
I guess, you know, to be honest, I'm not really good at politics stuff, you know, like, but I think this is the only choice that Israel is doing, you know, like defeating Hamas, right? Mm-hmm. But I'm not sure, you know, it will work forever. I mean, I don't know, to be honest. It's really hard to struggle with terrorists, actually, because they're not going to doomed forever. They got children, they got families, and they're all brainwashed. So, I don't know. I mean, I don't know, to be honest.
Well, here in Israel, people have, especially after October 7th, the idea of a two-state solution is gone. There were some people, especially on the left, who strived for coexistence, even amid the constant terror attacks. And that was part of the reason why we were lulled into this idea that we could just give Hamas, the people in Gaza, money to try to promote the economy or whatever in the West Bank also, so that they would have good lives. And that's the reason why, you know, that they hate us, is that because they feel their lives are bad because of us. So that's what we've been doing, like, for the last 75 years, is trying to create a way to live together. And now, after October 7th, people are realizing that that's not really ever going to work. That's not the reason why they keep wanting to commit terror attacks. And now people are realizing that they just don't want us here at all. They don't want to live here with us. So, so the only idea becomes a one-state solution but who is going to be in control of that one-state solution? And I'm under the opinion, because I'm a religious Jew, that this land belongs to the Jewish people forever. And we are not to give it over to other people and to be ruled over by other people. And so, but
it's your country. Huh? Yeah. It's your country.
Right. But there is a sense that, you know, the Muslims, the Palestinians feel that they have a right to stay here as well. Well, they would have if they would have wanted to live together with us. But because they don't want to live together with us, they have lost their claim to being here mm-hmm. with us because we're not going anywhere. So exactly. one of us is going to have to either admit that, you know, we're not going anywhere and give up their nationalistic idea that they can claim the whole land, and or we're going to have to just either, you know, be at war with them and until we drive them out or we convince them that they have lost. And this is more the opinion of the people here in Israel. The West are still under this false fantasy that somehow we can coexist and still have a Palestinian state. And they're living in a fantasy. They don't understand the mindset of the Arabs here, and that it's not about land, it's about Islam. And that because it says in the Quran that, you know, that the Jews have been cursed and that they're not entitled to come back into the land, because unless they believe Muhammad is the prophet and they become Muslim, and then they would be entitled to come back to the land. And so this is nobody talks about this. And so this is why I want to start doing lives, and I want to talk to people, especially Arabs, especially Muslims, because I want them to tell me this is what the Quran says, because I've read the Quran. And if you read the Quran, you will understand why they're acting the way they do. This is why every Ramadan there's more terror attacks. It's because it was during Ramadan that Muhammad had these wars that he was successful in. So they want to feel like Ramadan is the month of successful wars and that they'll be able to be successful. And so, and the West keeps saying, oh, you know, this is a month of peace or whatever, so you have to be nice to them and allow them to have Ramadan or whatever. And so that's why they're allowing them to onto the Temple Mount. And all this, even though we know every year there's an increase in terror attacks during Ramadan.
Oh, that's horrifying. I'm sorry. Are you safe now?
Am I safe now? Yes. Actually, I live in the south where there was, you know, I'm close to Gaza, actually. And but now there's no more rockets coming from Gaza. Like once, like maybe one or two a week, and they're not coming really far. But now it's really coming from the north, from Lebanon and Hezbollah. Hezbollah is really stepping up and shooting a lot more rockets into the north. And there's concern now that Israel is going to have to fight a full-on war in the north with Hezbollah. So, and they're giving people, the public, you know, warnings, like get prepared, get emergency preparations, like in case, you know, they destroy infrastructure, electricity, and we're not going to be able to leave or have food available or whatever. So that's the main concern now. And actually the government has told Hezbollah that they gave tomorrow, March 15th, as a deadline in order to stop their aggression and move north, or Israel is going to start being more intense. So right now, it's really focused on the north. And I feel like it's kind of a strategy for Israel to make it calm in Gaza right now, so that they can focus all their energy on the north. And because we pulled out some troops in Gaza and put them in the north. And so I think that's going to be like the next flare up. If something happens, like that's where it's going to be now. So, so that's what everybody's kind of like waiting to see what happens.
God, that's so terrifying, to be honest. I mean, War is always, you know, it's scary.
Yeah. But this is our life here. Like, and the thing about it is that, you know, even during when there was more rockets shooting from Gaza, like you could be in Jerusalem and you're totally like oblivious. It's like peaceful. It's quiet. There's no rockets coming into Jerusalem. You know, you could have been in the north at that time and you weren't hearing rockets. It was just in the south and in the center. And so, but now it's quiet in the south and the center. And now it seems like, you know, people are just going on with their lives. But we're aware that there are sirens and rockets coming in the north. But the thing about it is that people, there's communities in the north that have been evacuated. So there's not many people there in the north right now. And so what rockets are coming in aren't really doing much damage. I mean, there have been civilians that have been killed, but like maybe a handful or whatever. Like, and even the Hamas rockets, whenever they do come, there's been like hardly any injuries, any deaths from the rockets. It's more because, you know, it's just an act of like terror is what it is, because, you know, you hear the sirens and then you have to rush into your shelter and wait or whatever. And then it just disrupts your day. And this feeling of anxiety, because like you could be out and you don't know at any moment you're going to hear a siren. And then you're always like looking around, like, where can I go if a siren comes? Where's the nearest bomb shelter? Where's the nearest place to go? And so it was very hard in the beginning. Like there was hardly anybody out on the streets. Businesses were closed. You know, it was very anxious to be outside because you never know when a rocket's going to come. But then when it does come, you have the Iron Dome, thankfully, so that when they do come, there aren't many injuries or deaths from it or even destruction. Like there's some houses that get hit, but then there's like nobody in them. So that's the other thing, that like when people outside here, they see the devastation in Gaza, and that's where they like see the difference. Like they don't see the devastation in Israel and people like, you know, the hospitals being like overrun with people being injured and everything like that. So I can understand when you look at the media and you see the pictures coming out of Gaza and the devastation and the injuries and everything like that, that you automatically want to think that, you know, Israel is the bad guy or whatever. But like you, that's not really, that's only a surface level thinking. Like you have to really think about who started this. You know, we didn't start this. And
Oh,
go ahead.
I don't want to interrupt you, but here another person, he's kind of like this degree and his name is Lurak. He's not on my music with that. But yeah, but you can, you know, have a, you know, conversation and discussion about it. He's saying that Israel is doing a genocide.
Okay.
So, I mean, yeah.
Okay. This Lurak God. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. He's from the U.S. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Great. Okay. So Mr. Lurak God, would you like to phone in and talk to me about this? I can discuss whether it's a genocide or not.
Colleen, you know, you're going to have the respectful conversation, you know. There is nothing wrong with it.
Oh, there's a message. Let's see.
Yeah, Colleen, right. I bet it's not going to, you know, go down anywhere. Just Colleen and, you know, be respectful to each other. I know. You know, because here, we're using lots of derogatory words, so don't take any offense because you're kind of new here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's just the rule of here. Yeah, Lurak, Colleen.
It's not a good idea. Why don't you think it's a good idea? Because you don't want to have an actual conversation? Oh, okay. Thanks for liking the show.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Who's calling in? Let's hear.
Okay.
Good morning. How are you?
Hi, Lurak. Hi, Aputo. Hi.
What's up, Ellie? How are you?
Okay. So what do you have to say?
I mean, I've watched a lot of stuff on social media, so I see what's going on.
Okay. And what do you think is happening?
I think a few people were attacked in Israel, and they decided to just destroy a whole nation. So,
a few people. Do you know if we didn't stop Hamas at just killing a few people, they would have gone and done more? So it's
of course, Israel also knew that Hamas was going to attack, and nobody did anything. The Israeli government didn't put any effect into stopping that. They already knew. The governments knew about it.
There is a controversy, and that's something that can be debatable, and they're looking into it. There's going to be an investigation. I question also why nothing was done earlier, what the intentions were in doing that. I think I read an article where they said that they thought that they were confident that they couldn't get past the barriers, the fences, and that they thought that it would just be a few people and that it would just mainly be rockets. And they were not expecting the full-on invasion that they got. And so I don't know whether that's accurate or not. I actually agree with you. There's something that seems not right about there were several people in the IDF in the lower ranks that were telling them, you know, they're planning this. And then they were like shut out. And then there was talk the night before that the security services, the Shin Bet or whatever, knew of something, but they didn't alert Netanyahu. They didn't think it was important. So it seems a little weird. Like, so I want to say that, you know, on the one hand, I do understand the suspicion, but on the other hand, I have to say that our response to what happened is to not allow it to happen again. So, because we ignored it for so many years, Hamas has literally, like, the whole Gaza Strip is nothing but a military target everywhere. Every building, every institution, every school, every mosque, every hospital has become a military target because Hamas knows and takes advantage of the fact that we're not supposed to target those areas. So they purposely use those areas. So now we have to go in. And it's not just Hamas. Like I was talking about before, the people on the Gaza Strip support Hamas. So every house has weapons, has support for Hamas. So that's what makes it very difficult.
No, I understand. I mean, there's just a lot of innocent deaths because the people that are the problem aren't.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. These are not innocent people. Yeah. These are people that support
Hamas. No, but the people dying in Palestine are innocent people. No, they don't deserve what's happening to them.
No, they're not innocent. That's the thing.
I mean, I've seen women and children being shot. So, I mean, how much more innocent can they be?
There was just an interview of a hostage. One of our hostages that got released was saying that she went to a hospital in Gaza, and all the nurses, all the women who were there, were cheering because they had got this hostage. They were supporting Hamas and bringing this hostage in. You don't understand. These people do not like Jews. You saw the images of them going, parading the hostages around in the streets, and people were cheering and throwing rocks and saying all these things. And there was a hostage that was able to escape, and a civilian actually turned him back into Hamas. Like, you don't understand. These people are not good people if this is what they're doing. You don't understand their mindset.
Yeah. I mean, I live in America. We're pretty mind controlled here too, to a certain extent. So. I don't support any death. I think it's all wrong. So.
Well, that's good. So what do you think the solution is?
I think this is just going to escalate into a giant crisis. So.
A crisis of what?
Well, the United States is already back in Syria again. So. And apparently they have 3/4 of the nation already controlled off. So, I mean, the United States loves to live in war. I don't think they know how to not live in war. So.
I agree. I agree about, like, the whole military-industrial complex is bad. Like, I wish that Israel didn't have to rely on America.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, I just don't support anything that's happening. So, I mean, it's all evil, anything that's happening. Hamas is evil. And I mean, just like you said, though, there's bad people supporting, like, females over there supporting bad stuff, too. Like, it's all bad. Like, there's nothing good coming out of it.
No. So. And this is why Egypt has closed their borders. They're not letting them into Egypt. Like, so yeah. It's not Israel's responsibility.
Israel's defending itself, right?
Right.
The casualty numbers are just really out of hand right now. So.
Well, that's another thing. I just read, there is an article in, I believe, Tablet magazine where a guy researched into the numbers that the Hamas health ministry has put out, and he's proven that they're fake numbers because there's a consistent increase in the day-to-day numbers that don't correspond with, like, the attacks that Israel has carried out, where you would think that the more attacks Israel carried out, the more deaths there would be or whatever, but it's like a consistent rise in numbers. Like, they've just put out, like, you know, arbitrary increase in numbers without any relation to what's going on the ground. And they just attributed, like, you know, 70% of them to women and children with, like, no proof. So that's another thing, that people get stuck on these numbers. And then they just show in the media these children and women. And have you heard of Pallywood? Like, a lot of that's fake. It's fake. It's been proven. A lot of it has proven fake. Like, they exploit their own people. And as a lot of these Gazans, the Palestinians, they exploit themselves. They're willing participants in their own exploitation so that they can be perceived as the victims, when in reality, they know what they're doing. They're to make themselves look victims and Israel look bad. That's the whole point. And they're willing to lie, to stage photographs and everything else in order to do that. So you have to really be suspicious of what is coming out of Gaza.
Yeah, I don't not really trust any of the news anymore. So, I mean, because we don't know what's true or not true anymore. So. There's got to be an easier way to fix this than just wars always, and it's always wars there. So.
Okay, so.
No.
So you don't see an end to this?
No, it's probably going to get worse. I mean, I've heard other Muslim countries are lining up a military to free Palestine, so, I mean, it's not going to get any better.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Which ones?
I know Iran's one of them, obviously. Yes. They have a big mix in what's going over there.
Yeah. Iran is the main problem. We really need to deal with Iran if we wanted to solve this whole issue, because they're the ones that are funding and arming Hamas and Hezbollah and Houthis in Yemen.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's a big conflict in the whole region again. It just feels like the conflicts never stop. I mean, they've been going on for, what, 50, 60 years already.
Yeah. Well, hopefully.
And it's the governments. It's the way the governments, like, just have everybody trapped. So.
Well, what do you see the Israeli government doing that's wrong?
I mean, Israel's protecting its territory, right? So what happened doesn't happen again. I get that part.
Okay.
If the numbers aren't true, then we're being misled here. So.
Right. And it won't be until, you know, we finally go into Rafah and take care of the rest of Hamas that we'll be able And then Israel can actually go in and control things and get a better picture of what's going on there. I think, I think Israel is still making a mistake by like trying to get local Palestinians in Gaza to be in control instead of Hamas, when I don't really know if that's going to work or not. I think Israel is going to have to control it. And it's only because of the pressure from the United States that they're doing this.
Yeah, but this whole war is causing conflicts here now, too. So there's a lot of protests here and stuff. So.
Yeah, but it's funded by, like, the globalists.
Unfortunately.
So no matter what.
That's the sick part, you know, because they don't care about anyone. They just care about their bottom dollar. So, because it's more about money than it is about people's safety anyway. So, I mean, all wars are, right?
Well, I don't think it's just about money. I think it's about how the world, they want the new world order, and they want to create chaos and disruption so that they
I agree 100% with you.
So that they can have an excuse to, you know, have their solution. You see what I'm saying?
Yep. Oh, I agree with you 100% on that part. That's why I don't trust any government anymore. I think they're all just corrupt. So I don't think any government cares about its people at all. They just cover it up with other lies.
Goal is to have Israel ruled by Jewish law, by Torah, the way it was in ancient times. And so I think if that happens, then we can get rid of like all this influence from the outside world, and Israel can go back to being like a light unto the nations. And so I just don't know how to get there from here. So that's kind of what I want to like talk to people about.
But you need to have some sort of like concept of
your volume keeps going up and down. Sorry.
You need to have a concept of Judaism or whatever to be able to talk about that. And so a lot of these people in these lives aren't religious, aren't Jewish. And so, that's what I want to try and get to those people.
Yeah, and you know, this war is very old. It's not like it's something new. It's been around for a long, long time. So, and it's probably never going to stop.
Well,
unfortunately.
If the Muslims think that they're going to keep fighting until they defeat the Jews. They think that they're going to defeat the Jews, and then that will bring in the Messiah, the end of times. So this is what they're thinking of.
I mean, I'm a Christian, so I believe the buttons that are being pushed, they're gonna bring the Messiah back. So I mean, there's just crisis everywhere, and no government is actually figuring out how to solve any issue. So
I agree, but
it's just sad.
So I agree that God, whether you're a Christian, Jew, or Muslim, God is the answer. And so we have to come together with that in mind to go against these globalist influences.
Yeah, they got the power, though. That's the problem. I mean, they control both sides of the spectrum. That's the scary part.
Yeah, but the more we...
I mean, it happens here, too, you know, like... I'm not sure how much you pay attention to American news, but America's completely divided. So.
Well, I'm American, so...
Oh, okay. I'm from South America, so I just... It's just sad, that's all. Because it's 2024, we should be above all this stuff already, you know? We still don't know how to work together as humans. just said.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I don't think anybody deserves their life taken. And I, you know, I hear what Hamas has done, and I see the atrocities they're doing too. So.
Right. It's fine to be for peace and everything else, but you can't, you know, just say you want peace, and when people are not going to listen to you no matter what and just try to kill you. Like, you have to do something about it.
Yeah, you have the right to defend yourself. That's all you can do. Are you in Israel?
Yes, I live in Israel.
Yeah. And they're still trying to attack Israel? So see, we don't get news like that here.
From the north, from Hezbollah in Lebanon, they're constantly shooting rockets every day in the north. It's kind of quiet in the south. Hamas has pretty much been able to be stopped shooting rockets here in the south. But now it's heating up in the north. So we might have a full-on war with Hezbollah now. But so I don't know. We'll see. You have anything else you want to say?
Sorry, I'm back.
All right. Yeah. Do you have anything else you want to say?
No, I'm good. Thank you for letting me up on your panel.
No problem. Thanks for coming out.
I hope somebody can resolve the issues before it keeps getting worse.
Well, we can always hope. All right.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
I hope you stay safe. So.
Thanks. All right. Nobody else wants to say anything? Okay, so I guess I'm going to end the live now. Thanks, everybody, and take care. Thanks for listening to My Life in Israel podcast. Follow me on TikTok, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube for non-podcast videos. If you enjoyed the podcast, like, share, comment, and follow me on Spotify and other podcast apps so you never miss another episode. Support my work and support Israel by making a one-time or monthly donation or become a subscriber to get access to exclusive content. The links are in my profile and description. And stay tuned because I have a lot more to say. Am Israel High.